Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Have a look at your bulletin front cover. What does it say? The title for today's message is Salt and Light. The text is taken from Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 to 20. The sermon outline is in your bulletin insert. One of my classmates at seminary, who now is a pastor in the States, once made a comment in our class. He liked to play golf, and when people around him on the golf course knew he was a seminary student and wanted to become a pastor, they would stop cursing and say bad words. And even some apologized their behavior. The same thing happened to him when he was among other parents watching their kids play soccer. Have you ever had this experience? What are the people's reaction when they know you are a Christian? Jesus said in our gospel reading today, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world." This means you and I are his representatives wherever we go. Jesus did not speak these words to multitudes, but to his disciples, to believers. These words come after the Beatitudes with the beautiful words beginning at Matthew 5, chapter 5. "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." And verse 11, "Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account." Verse 12, "Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Then Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world." All believers whom Jesus blessed are made the salt of the earth and the light of the world. The disciples' faith given by the Holy Spirit makes them salt and light. If you are not salt and light, you are not believers. First, let us see this means. You are the salt of the earth. We know that salt is very important. If there were no salt in our bodies, we would die and decay. Salt preserves your body and keeps you alive. Some of you may remember, in the days before people had a fridge, they used salt to preserve food. In biblical times, salt was a symbol of preservation of life. You may remember Abraham intercede for Sodom. And God said, "If I found at Sodom 50 righteous in the city, I will despair the whole place for their sake." Abraham kept asking God, and finally God answered, "For the sake of 10, I will not destroy Sodom." So you see, both Abraham and the righteous people in the city acted as salt, as a preservative for that place. I'm convinced that because there are still Christians who have faith in God, who pray for others, God hasn't destroyed this sinful world God hears our prayers. God loves us and loves everyone He has created. He hasn't brought the world to an end yet. So that we as Christians may have the opportunity to proclaim the gospel, and so that the Holy Spirit can lead more people to faith in Jesus and eternal life. You are the salt. You are the preservative of this world. Beside preservation, salt is also used to purify. In biblical times, newborn babies were washed in salt to cleanse their bodies and to give them firmness of skin. Elijah also cleansed the water at Jericho with salt. Often Christians have a purifying effect on the world around them. Just as I mentioned in the beginning, people behave differently when a child of God walks up. Don't be surprised or offended if they stop talking when you come around. Just thank God that you are acting as a purifying force in the world around you. You are the salt. Salt was also important in ancient time because of war. If you were a wounded soldier, chances is it was cut from a spear or a sword, and so you had to have salt. You would wrap that salt into that wound, and it was very sharp and hurt. But you needed it to experience healing. That was part of the way that you treated the wounds. Salt bites. It stings. To salt the world is to offend the world. Dr. Martin Luther once said, "If you are going to preach the gospel and help people, you have to be sharp and wrap the salt into their wounds." That is not very friendly, is it? You are to wrap the salt into the wounds of their sins. This may hurt them, but it is the way to healing. If we are not willing to be honest with people and their sinfulness and press them to make a generous change, if we do not do that, then we might, as well as Jesus said, be thrown out and trampled under people's feet, like salt that lost its saltiness and usefulness. When we think about our role of to be God's representative in this world, we know that we are not worthy of it. A lot of time, we need salt ourselves. We need to be preserved, be purified, and be healed. We were born in sin and we commit sins. We need the Savior, just as the whole world needs the Savior. By God's grace, by His goodness and His love for us, He is always there ready to forgive us as we repent our sins and trust Him for full forgiveness. To you and to me, God says, "You are the salt of the earth." The Lord has made us salt. As believers, we are the salt of the earth since Christ and His kingdom dwell in us. God can use you and me to preserve, purify, and heal others with His love. Yes, as God's children, we have responsibilities. We have a privilege. This privilege is to participate in saving many from eternal ruin. much greater than saving them from the ill of the body. We can save them from the cancer of the soul. That means we preserve and heal them through the gospel of our Lord and spread the faith that God gives through His Spirit. Jesus also tells us, "You are the light of the world. A city set on the hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." This is the second picture. You are not just the salt of the earth. You are also the light of the world. Certainly, Jesus is the true light. Jesus said in John chapter 8, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Jesus is true light, but we are to reflect His light like the moon reflects the light of the sun. When we look around us, we see so many people today walking in spiritual darkness. They spend all their energy and their time doing this and doing that. They spend time getting an education. They spend time on their work. They spend time on their entertainment. There is nothing wrong with that. But when it comes to spiritual things, they don't have time. Such people cannot train their children in the way of God. So their children grow up as deep as they are in spiritual darkness. Their eyes are closed to the things that you and I are privileged to see. When something happens in their life, they don't know how to deal with. Some despair. Some even commit suicide. They don't have the hope like you and I have. They really fear death. Some of you watch the news regarding plan for a new hospice at UBC. A hospice is the place where sick people go to die. You saw what reasons neighborhood people gave against this project. They didn't want the hospice near their home. They had a terrible fear of death and bad superstition about death. Today, many people keep themselves over busy just to avoid facing such fears and nagging spiritual questions. Such people need the light. Dear fellow redeemed, Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. You are light in the Lord." Of course, Jesus is the real light. But we are His reflections. We as Christians are part of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of light. We shine as a witness to the people of this world who walk in darkness. By God's grace, we have been chosen as His followers, not because we have done something great. If all were upon us, we would still be in blindness and darkness like many of the people around us. But God selected us. He sent us the Holy Spirit. We were brought to faith from our study of the Word. Through baptism, we are brought into the light. Yes, we are the light of the world. What a privileged position our Lord called us to. All believers should be sought to help preserve the earth from eternal ruin, and let our light shine before men with a humble childlike faith in Jesus. The purpose is so unbelievers may notice that our lives are different from theirs, so that people may ask, why do you have the hope that you have? Why do you have the love that you have? Why do you have the peace that you have? We can tell them, I know my Savior. I know what He has done for us. And I know that I have eternal life. We don't do the things many people do because we know it displeases our Lord. We love and help others because we know how much our Lord loves us, how much He helps us daily. The purpose is not to bring glory to ourselves, not to move our neighbor to say how wonderful we are. We show love and care in order to spread the gospel to the world, to save souls, to bring glory to our Lord, to our Savior, Jesus Christ. That is what Jesus means by, they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. One of our members recently told me, when she first came to our church many years ago, she's a little bit afraid because she's English, she's not good. But people came up to her, welcomed her warmly, and patiently talked with her. They took time to answer her questions and invite her to other church activities. Eventually, the Holy Spirit moved her in faith to Christ, and she became a child of God. Now she is a very active member and bring others here to church. You have been the salt and light. She became the salt and light. I've heard this kind of story from others too. You did it for the glory of God. God knows who you are. As Pastor Harold mentioned last week, all the blessings from God we are not to keep to ourselves and selfishly enjoy. We do not come here Sunday after Sunday to hear the gospel, receive forgiveness of sins, and celebrate God's love just to keep in ourselves. We come and get in order to go and give. Today, we ask God to shine on us by His word, Holy Supper, so that we can reflect the true light which is our Lord, Savior, to others. Let us remember that Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. In the name of Jesus. Amen.